You are listening to a free version of Majority Report with Sam Steeter. To support this show and get another 15 minutes of daily program, go to majority.fm, please.
The Majority Report with Sam Steeter. It's time to look in the mirror, America. Do you like what you see?
Well, I keep referring to Obama as the magic Negro.
Do you like what you see now?
Well, suck on this.
It's just a mirror, America.
Shared sacrifice by everybody.
What could it do to you except reflect your image?
I did nothing wrong at the Minneapolis airport.
The Majority Report.
Far more credible to me than PBS and Frontline.
The Majority Report with Sam Steeter.
If I get the feeling you've been cheated.
It is Monday, January 26, 2015. My name is Sam Steeter. This is the three-time award-winning Majority Report. We are broadcasting live steps from the industrially ravaged Gowanus Canal in the heartland of America, downtown Brooklyn, USA. On the program today, it's Teaser Monday, folks. Sorry, free beers. Usually happens later in the week if it does. But we are on the brink of Snowmageddon in America. Well, at least in New York.
Which is part of America.
On the program today, Greek elections. The lefties won. Is Spain next? Netanyahu getting criticized by some unlikely sources for his, I don't really know how to put this. I mean, he's, I guess he was invited to come speak to the joint session of Congress, but he's sort of sneaking in through the back door of the country. The big question, will President Obama tell his immigration officials not to let him in the country?
But the passport, it is, I've got the visa. I'm not up, from identity problem.
All that, wither Ebola. Also a hint at what could be next to come in New York State investigations. Also, we've got the clown car is now, we're going to have to come up with a different, it's like it's we're really
like
moving
a
into
clown semiconductor. A lot of people.
Clown semiconductor?
I was going to say like a train. I don't know. No. I'm out of it. All right.
I know.
I self-check out.
It's,
I think this storm is actually going to hit.
It could be a clown, like, extended sedan or wagon or, you know, like
The point of the clown car is that more clowns fit in the car than you would expect.
But at one point, you know, we're getting to the point where more clowns fit into, like, a large double-decker bus than one might expect. I mean, we could be in, well into double numbers, maybe into triple numbers on the Republican side. We'll see. And of course, the beauty is, it could very well be all men. That's why it's possible. It's not inconceivable that Palin would run just simply so they could claim that they don't have all men. And we will have some choice sound from the Iowa Freedom Summit before we get into all of that today, folks. And we'll be having an interview with Erwin Chemerinsky. We're going to play that tomorrow because, frankly, I don't know that we're going to be able to get into the office tomorrow. And because we may not be able to get into the office tomorrow or Wednesday, I imagine we'll be back by Wednesday, although we don't know. If we get as much snow as some people are saying, it could be pretty crazy, certainly unprecedented in New York City, at least in this century or at least in modern era. Well, certainly in this century. It's only been 15 years, but podcastawards.com. We need you to go over there and nominate the Majority Report at podcastawards.com. You nominate us for People's Choice and for the Best News in Politics. Got to write it in, the Majority Report with Sam Cedar or the Majority Report. We will I don't think it really makes a difference. Just you got to nominate us. We only have now less than a week for nominations to go in. You nominate, and then starting a week from tomorrow or today, then you start voting for us. So please, very helpful for us. It is the way that we get on all the lists to if we want to get sued by a patent troll. I'm pretty sure that's basically how we got an early letter to be sued by the patent trolls, because we had won Best News Politics, and they assumed, like, oh, man, these guys got to be – we're going for the deep pockets here.
They got to be rolling in that podcast money.
Yeah, all that. The political podcast world has to be incredibly lucrative. We will go right after those guys. All right, so let's just jump right in. Talk briefly about Greece, and then we'll get into Netanyahu and some more fun. Also want to talk about Barrett Brown, who's been sentenced this is we've mentioned Barrett Brown in the past in the context of I think both Brown and Hammond. These guys were involved. Well, Hammond was involved in the so-called Stratfor hack, wherein some members of Anonymous hacked into this. It sort of depends on who you talk to, but this sort of consulting group that does national security consulting. Most national security experts will say this group's a joke. Nobody ever talks to them. However, that said, they were involved in multiple pitches, I guess, to the U.S. government and to others in hacking journalists' emails, including Glenn Greenwald's, as a way of, and particularly in the Occupy time for corporations, to discredit journalists. Jeremy Hammond, one of those people who participated in the hack of their emails. Barrett Brown simply linked to the dump of this material. Jeremy Hammond is looking at, 10 years? I think he's serving a 10-year sentence. Barrett Brown, I believe it was 64 months. He's served already 2 years. But we will get more into that as the program continues. So over the weekend, I guess it was Sunday, we had reported on this a week or so ago, I believe, but the Greek elections took place. The left-wing Syriza party sweep to power, took something like 37% of the vote in a parliamentary system. That's a significant victory. They have nearly enough people in the parliament to form their own government. It appears they're going to strike a deal, or they have struck a deal with a small right-wing party, which is also opposed to the forced austerity policies onto Greece by the European Union. And it's unclear exactly what happens next. How do I pronounce his name? Alexis Tsipras?
Tsipras.
Alexis. You can't even really say T, can you? Or it's,
no, I think it's just Alexis Tsipras.
No, but I'm just trying to shorten it so I don't. Tsipras.
Alex T.
Alexis Tsipras. It will be the youngest prime minister in 150 years in Greece. And he has vowed to end the austerity policies. You know, you've got 25% unemployment in Greece. You've had massive cuts to the social safety net in Greece. And the social, it's not even just a safety net. I mean, the social services, I guess, aspect of the Greek government. And, of course, because they have no control of their own currency, unlike in America, where we do, Greece, it cannot essentially deflate their way or inflate their way out of this. In other words, devalue their currency so they can pay off their bills. It would cause presumably a significant amount of inflation, But that type of inflation, if you are a debtor, is good for you. At least in the short run. The bailouts that they're getting from the EU are conditioned on austerity policies. Austerity policies which have not helped the Greek economy. So he has basically said that he is going to begin a plan of massive spending, and he is hoping to negotiate debt forgiveness from the EU. If that doesn't happen, if the Germans in particular, the northern countries of the EU basically say no, it's unclear what happens next. Greece could drop out of the Eurozone, revive, I guess, their currency, theoretically, and then begin to pay off their debts in their own currency. We could also see Spain, which has elections this year, elect Podemos, I believe it's called, which is their anti-austerity left party. So for now, we just see that the Germans and David Cameron on his Twitter account are all simply saying like this, the Greeks must be very, very careful here, or they may, in fact, end their suffering. It's unclear what a worse situation for the Greeks would be. But I guess we will see in the within a couple of months. There may be an extension that could be offered by the EU's main bank so that they don't have to begin any of their payments. Therefore, they don't need a bailout to make those payments. We'll see. But it should be interesting. Let's go to I got to read Bush and Chains, because I knew he would show up quickly on that. Speaking of New York, apparently, what happens when you mix crap and water, i.e. snow, together? I guess we'll find out. Bad news, Tara supporting Uber voters. The chickens are coming home to roost. 2-foot quadcopter drone crashes on the White House grounds. No, that's not it. Majority FM militarist Krugmanites must be cringing at this prospect. Greece's new finance minister, we're going to destroy the Greek oligarchy system. Without supporting too big to fail oligarchs through QE, how will the Dem Uber voters funnel trillions to the 1%? I smell a White House drone attack. Yeah, you've got to lack that transparency.
I got the text from Sam last night, and I knew I had to call him, even though it was very late. The panic he was in, and I said, Sam, this is in the southern zone of Europe. This is not a major economy. Look, I'm not going to sugarcoat it for you. It is bad. But there's a strategy here to keep funneling those trillions to the top 1%. If you will just calm down, we can get back to work tomorrow and keep our focus on a militaristic, irresponsible, top-end resource-giving economic strategy that we've been working for years. But it is a small setback.
And then I just said, all right, I'll go. I got to get back to sleep. I'm going to have a warm glass of milk. All right, let's over the weekend was the Iowa Freedom Summit. Is that what we call it? The Iowa Freedom Summit. This is where all freedom-loving conservative Republican hopefuls go to talk to the lunatics and either to begin their or it's not really the beginning for a lot of these people, but to sort of be more formal in their beginning of their election, their 2016 election ambitions, or simply to prime the pump of the suckers so that they can work their email lists and continue to rake in the dough. So I bring you Sarah Palin, who, by all accounts, now look, we don't play a lot of Sarah Palin these days, But by all accounts, she was completely incoherent. You be the judge. Here she is at the Freedom Summit. This is her saying that we need to promote change in government. This is clip number two.
It must change. Things must change for this our government. Look at it. It isn't too big to fail. It's too big to succeed. It's too big to succeed so we can afford no retreads, or nothing will change with the same people and same policies that got us into the status quo. Another Latin word, status quo, and it stands for, man, the middle class, everyday Americans are really getting taken for a ride. That's status quo. And GOP leaders, by the way, you know, the man can only ride you when your back is bent. So strengthen it. Then the man can't ride you. American won't be taken for a ride because so much is at stake. And we can't afford politicians playing games like nothing more is at stake than, oh, maybe just the next standing of theirs in the next election.
High on a hill was a lonely goat herd, lay, oddlay, oddlay, hee-hoo. Loud was the voice of the lonely goat herd, lay, oddlay, oddlo. Ho, ho,
ho, ho, ho. All right. That's why Latin was spoken for so long. Because it communicated so much in just two words.
Marcus Aurelius said, strengthen the back to take it.
That's right.
That
strengthen your back before you allow the man to mount you. All right, folks. We're going to head into the...
They're not going to get the second amazing piece all of right, sound all of this right, all right. Or maybe all right, they
let's
shouldn't.
Do let's do it. Let's maybe do it. Shouldn't. Let's be generous about it. All right, so it wasn't just total incoherence from Sarah Palin. It was also more total incoherence from Sarah Palin. Here she is talking to, and if you could see this clip, as they cut away to the audience, an extremely white audience. And look, I have nothing against the white audiences. I'm sitting in front of two white guys right now. Some white people are some of my favorite people.
I have white friends.
Right. Yes, I have plenty of white. In fact, I have many white older people in my family. With that said, here's Sarah Palin explaining how Republicans have to go on the offensive and accuse Democrats of being misogynist and racist.
What the media will do all throughout 2016 to all of us, it's going to take more than a village to beat Hillary.
Yes. Pause it. She cleverly worked into her attack on Hillary the name of Hillary's book, which was It Takes a Village. But it's going to take more than a village to beat Hillary. It could take an entire state, couple of states. Very clever.
Well, okay, and here's how we do it, okay?
Now, right there, she's taking a shot of something that supposedly appears to be water. Go ahead.
Offense. We go on offense now, and we expect our GOP leaders in D.C. to get on offense, because we, the people, we realize that this is war. As I say, it is war for the solvency, the sovereignty of the United States of America. And we don't sit on our thumbs this next time when one of our own is being crucified and falsely accused of whatever the hip accusation of the day happens to be, right? Racism, sexism, whatever. Really, it's kind of Orwellian observing how that works, that rule of Saul Alinsky's, no doubt, that the left employs. Disgusting charges from the left that reverse them. You know, for it is they who point a finger, not really, they have triple that amount of fingers pointing right back at them.
Pause it. I'll explain to you, okay? She's saying that the key to deflecting a Alinsky/Orwellian attack is to remind Democrats that they have three times as many fingers as Republicans do. Or Republicans have three times as many fingers, so they can point three back for every one that the Democrats point at. And that's the way you do that status quo, stiffen your back so you can get mounted. Continue.
Revealing that they are the ones who really discriminate and divide on color and class and sex. We call them out. We don't let them get away with it then. On gender. Oof. It is they gender. Who defeat women. They shackle them to the good old boys running Washington, pimping this promise that, oh, they have to provide for the little lady's every need because they're there. A woman, she's just not capable. It's the left that does that. It isn't the right. It isn't conservatives. So we go on offense and we reveal the real war on women with truth because we can handle the truth.
Wow.
Every day in the morning when we meet to discuss what we're going to cover on the show, Sam always asks, he goes, remember, what can we do today for the little ladies that need our help?
That's right. To further the war on women. Wow. She is in, I will say this, too. She has said that she's interested in running. She's not going to run. I don't think. I think she's just, you know, this is how she gets invited to these functions, and this is how she makes her living now.
I'm also interested in perhaps new pyramid schemes, TV show concepts. There's plenty of things that have interest.
I am
hate
so
crimes interested. In running over a black person with a snowplow. There's many of things that are on my mind, including running for president, as well as I said before, pyramid
because
schemes.
Of
I'd really
course,
like to develop that
quo.
Angle.
She's really, when you do her, though, you're being a little
I
bit too glib. You're being a little bit too glib.
Too glib?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Pyramid schemes, like, for instance, however you change it to change the status quo, silly caricatures.
For it is I who wants to make
of Latin
or it is
three
I.
times the fingers. So remember, truth, handle truth. Handles,
for it is I with the small business,
bags.
Whereas you are the Greek person that won the election right. That Kanye West said.
For and we- they.
All right. When we come back, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be I want to play this clip of Republican Representative Tom McClintock, who was still spouting one of the lies about the minimum wage. And I'll also talk about an interesting story I saw in the Times about Republicans, governors across the country are now getting a little bit concerned about the budget deficits they have and are starting to raise taxes. But they're doing it in a very, very, I want to say unique way, but it's not that unique. There's a whole host of regressive taxes out there that Republicans are pushing when just on the in the wake of a report that shows local taxes, state municipal taxes hit low wage earners disproportionately. So we're heading into a new era of regressive taxation. All right, folks, don't forget, please go ahead to podcastawards.com and nominate us. Tomorrow we will have, at the very least, a new interview for you. Not clear whether or not we're going to be able to make it in, if it may be live, but we're going to take a quick break and we will continue with the fun half of the program. If you want to join us in that, become a member today at majority.fm. Just pennies a day. A great way to support the program. Also, JustCoffee.coop, fair trade coffee, tea, or chocolate. If you buy crap from Amazon, buy it from our Amazon link at MajorityReportKickback.com. Number 646-257-3920. We'll take your calls. Pick up the app at majorityapp.com. It's totally free. You can stream or download anywhere from 50 to 1,000 shows, depending on if you're a member. But the app is totally free for everybody. Android, iOS. You can obviously IM the show with one touch and call the show with one touch on the app. And we give you about 3 or 4 times a week, send you a notification, tell you who's going to be on the show that day. Perhaps you won't want to miss it. Maybe today we'll remind you to nominate us at the Podcast Awards, but we rarely do anything other than just notify you who's going to be on the show. All right, we'll be back in a minute.